Now, for our devotional tonight, before we break to go to our class, if you have your Bible, if you would open up to Ecclesiastes chapter 6. And just something I want you to think about, something in my personal Bible reading. I was reminded of this in Ecclesiastes chapter 6. And I want to start off by reading verses 1 and 2. So Ecclesiastes chapter 6. Beginning in verse 1. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God has given riches and wealth and honor, so that he lacks nothing for himself of all he desires, yet God does not give him power to eat of it, but a foreigner consumes it. This is vanity, and it is an evil affliction. Your translation might say grievous ill or something like that. And so I want you to think about it here real quick. What is this evil affliction that he's talking about? What is this evil affliction? Well, keep reading in verse 3 to 6 now. If a man begets 100 children and lives many years, so that the days of his years are many, but his soul is not satisfied with goodness, or indeed he has no burial, I say that a stillborn child is better than he. For it comes in vanity and departs in darkness, and its name is covered with darkness. Though it has not seen the sun or known anything, this has more rest than that man, even if he lives 1,000 years twice, but has not seen goodness. Do not all go to one place. Right? And he's in there with the idea that death is a great equalizer. Now, the evil desire that he talks about in verse 2 is basically not being satisfied with what you have. You know, not being satisfied with where you are in life. That's the evil desire. That's the, or the evil affliction, or the grievous evil, right? And here's the thing. We do this mental comparison. I call it the only if comparison. You know, only if I had this or that in my life, only if I accumulated this, only if I had that job, only if I got to go to this college or that college, only if I got employed over here, only if my family was like this or that, right? It's that only if, right? If I've only if I would have achieved that, or only if X, Y, Z, fill in the blank, whatever you want, you know, then I'd be more faithful. And here, and we need to understand this. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You'll be faithful with what you have or don't have right now. And it's regardless of any only if scenario you can come up with, right? You're going to be faithful or not, right? Regardless of what you have. And so we see that here. You know, if you're not faithful now, you know, you wouldn't be faithful in your only if scenario. Let's read just two more verses here. Well, three more verses. 7 through 9. All the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied, for what more has the wise man than the fool? What does a poor man have who knows how to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of desire. This also is vanity and is grasping for the wind. Right? So it's that only if scenario. It's like grasping the wind, you know, trying to rope the wind. And so what I want you to think about, we'll offer the Lord's invitation here, is, you know, use what you have now, use where you are right now to be faithful, period. And stop playing the only if game. Now this evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, you can obey the gospel right here, right now, tonight. Bible class can wait. You being obedient to the gospel is the important thing. And what Jesus says about obeying the gospel is you need to believe that he is who he says he is. John 8:24. You got to be willing to repent of your sins, Acts 2:38. Right? You can change the way you think, change the path you're on. You have to be willing to confess Christ before men. You know, I'm not ashamed to say he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Romans 10:9-10. And then reenact his death, burial, and resurrection in water baptism. Romans 6:3-4. That's how you obey the good news, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. If you haven't done that, Let's take care of that. Let's study it more. Whatever you might need. If you have done that and fallen away, or you just have something you want to bring before the church, you also can let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.